ब्रजभूमि सी वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम महापुराणम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामिने गौरतिषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So today we are reading from Canto 11, chapter 15, text number 36. Kindly repeat after me. Aham Atmantaro Bhayo Anavrita Sarvadehinam Yatha Bhutani Bhuteshu Bahiranta Swayam Tatha Aham Atmantaro Bhayo Anavrita Sarvadehinam Yatha Bhutani Bhuteshu Bahiranta Swayam Tatha Aham Atmantaro Bhayo Anavrita Sarvadehinam Yatha Bhutani Bhuteshu Bahiranta Swayam Tatha Anavrita Sarvadehina Yatha Bhutani Bhuteshu Bahi Matajis Anavrita Sarvadehina Aham, I, Atma, the Supreme Lord, Antaraha, existing within, as the Super Soul. Bhayaha, existing externally, in my all-pervading feature. Anavritaha, uncovered, Sarvadehina, of all living entities, Yatha, just as Bhutani, the material elements, Bhuteshu, among living entities, Bahi, externally, Antaha, internally, Swayam, myself, Tatha, in the same way. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Just as the same material elements exist within and outside of all material bodies, similarly, I cannot be covered by anything else. I exist within everything as the Super Soul and outside of everything in my all-pervading feature. Purport. Lord Krishna is the entire basis of meditation of all yogis and philosophers. And here the Lord clarifies His absolute position. Since the Lord is within everything, one might think that the Lord is divided into pieces. However, the word anavrita or completely uncovered indicates that nothing can interrupt, disturb or anyway infringe upon the supreme existence of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. There is no actual separation between the internal and external existence of the material elements, which continuously exist everywhere. Similarly, the supreme personality of Godhead is all-pervading and is the ultimate perfection of everything. Thus, in the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Krishna's Description of Mystic Yoga Perfection. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanya ishwaram paramananda madhavam asaduna sadutadain atini chochatakaram Hanamum chakadachin premnamat kantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessing from all the Vaishnavas assembled here so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So yesterday, as I was gathering my thoughts on this verse, what to be spoken, what exactly, how we can make this Krishna's all-pervading existence relevant to devotees. So I received a message, a SMS from a devotee, a sincere practitioner of devotional service bhakti. And he was just pouring out his heart in that SMS, that he told that I've been trying to practice this Krishna consciousness. And I'm facing so many challenges. I'm facing so many problems. And so much so that the emotional turmoil which I'm experiencing now, I am unable to express that to someone. When you share your heart, when you go through some emotional turmoil, then you feel some relief. But now, because of some karmic deficiency, isn't it? Few people are not able to express their emotions too. So, he said that I cannot even express my emotions. I'm suffering so much. Please help me out. How can I take up ahead this devotional practice? So then I was thinking, okay, we can discuss on this theme, because how we can experience Krishna's existence in our practice of devotional service. So here we can see that Lord Krishna has described mystic perfection. So my topic, I was thinking about this, how devotion, like mystic perfection, Krishna has discussed about, and devotional imperfection we all have. So here, perfection and imperfection, how it can nourish or how we can excel in our devotional practices. So that was the thing I was thinking about to discuss. So as we know that just few blocks away we have a ocean lying over there. It's there. So see, it's same for everyone. Whoever look at that big body of water, that ocean is same for everyone. But very few of us, they can take out pearls from that ocean. Ocean contains pearls. But very few, they take out that pearls. Few, they can take out oil from that ocean and make profit. And few people, they take out fishes from that And most of the people, they just go to the ocean, wet their legs and come out of that ocean. So ocean is same, but what you are receiving from that ocean is up to each and every individual. Similarly, God is same for everyone. But what we are receiving from God, it varies person to person. And therefore, few people may just go to the God and just see, and then they think, okay, yeah, I have gone and I felt good and I just come out of that temple. Somebody might go to the God and then he may take out something, whatever is beneficial for him. Somebody like this, here what Lord Krishna is explaining, that some people, they go to the God or they practice some spiritual form and they receive some mystic perfection. And few, what Lord Krishna explains, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Ma Prapadyate, very few and rare people, they come to this understanding and perfection of all yoga system is Lord is the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna. So it's very, very rare. So it is up to each and every individual how he approaches the Lord, how he approaches Krishna. And that decides what he will receive, how he has approached. So this chapter has discussed, we have been seeing how miracle can take place. Just by having a Siddhi, you can see things which are not happening just in your vicinity, but far off, which you cannot even imagine. That long, wherever you want to see. Such Siddhi, such miracle is considered very attractive. And two people having discussion with each other, and one person was saying, and general people think that, okay, what does miracle mean? Miracle means when God does your will. Means whatever you desire, if God fulfills that desire, that is miracle. Isn't it? We think we are lucky. We have done something good. So another person said, that is what the devotee's thinking is all about. God, devotee thinks, that's great if God is doing your will. But the miracle, the real miracle is that when living entity does Lord's will, that is the real miracle. And that miracle we see happening right in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In the middle of Kurukshetra, what was happening? Arjuna, who was such an excellent warrior, what he did? He surrendered himself to the Lord's will. And that is not less than a biggest miracle. That is what? When living entity does Lord's will, that is the miracle. And to such people, to such devotees, Krishna recognizes as the greatest. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddha van labate yoma sami yukta tamomata. Tamo means greater. It's a superlative degree. Sarvottama, uttama. So here Krishna is saying, who is the uttama amongst a yogi? One who can do this, follow the will of the Lord. That is the greatest yogi. That person is the greatest yogi. So that is what the devotee's vision is all about. That they think, if we have a Siddhi, and if we are not devoted to the Lord, it is like as Radha Gopinath Prabhu always says that operation is successful and person is dead. It is like that. We might be having everything at our disposal, but if we don't have a devotion, then it is like having a successful operation, but patient is dead. And therefore, here we can see that that chamatkar can fetch us or bring us namaskar. Isn't it? That is the general saying. Chamatkar ko namaskar. But what is the next aspect of this is that not necessarily it will bring sakshatkar. Sakshatkar of being insignificant servant of the Lord or being the servant of the Lord who is supposed to be serving the Lord. So not necessarily we can have a sakshatkar if we can show chamatkar to the people. That is only restricted to having namaskar. You can just receive adorations and the salutes from the people around you. But it's very difficult to have that realization where we can freely, with our willingness, serve the Lord. And therefore, in devotees' vision, you know, their vision, they think that the devotees' vision is having no division. And therefore, he can envision Krishna's presence everywhere. And we have a classical example, we have heard this. How? The devotees, when devotees' vision is devoid of any division, he can see Krishna's presence, Krishna's embrace everywhere. And as we know that once Prabhupada was in LA, and as he was sitting in the garden, means it's a temple a temple courtyard, and a breeze blew over there. And as Prabhupada experienced the blue, the air blowing, so immediately he expressed to the devotees as if Krishna is embracing. He could see the presence of Krishna even in air. So that is what a devotee's vision is devoid of any division. He doesn't discriminate what is spiritual or what is material. He, for him, even in material, he can see spiritual. Krishna's presence everywhere. And therefore, devotee stood highest in Krishna's vision that he can experience. So, mystic perfections, they are imperfect if we lack devotion. And even if we are imperfect but have devotion to the Lord, that is the perfection. And so therefore, devotee need not have to lose their heart if they see sincerely, when we are sincerely practicing, if we see there are imperfection in our practice. So we need not have to lose a heart thinking that what's going to happen. And therefore, Krishna is bhavagrahi janardhan. Murkho vadati vishnaya, dhiro vadati vishnave. Ubhayorapi samam punyam, bhavagrahi janardhana. This is about perfection and imperfection. Murkho vadati vishnaya. Generally, these are like a Sanskrit grammatical errors. That when Vishnu is there, it should become Vishnave. Just like sometimes it happens like Krishna, Krishnaya. Bhagavate, Bhagavat, Bhagavate. So here, somebody might be thinking, okay, Krishna, Krishnaya, so Vishnu, Vishnaya. So let me chant Vishnaya. So it might be grammatically imperfect. And Dhira, Dhira Vadati Vishnave. And an intelligent person, a learned personality can chant it. Okay, Vishnu becomes Vishnave. So, that is the perfection. But what Krishna is seeing, this scenario or this seemingly imperfection is perfection. Okay. Bhavagrahi Janardana. He accepts your bhava. He accepts your devotion. Vyadasya charanam dhruvasya chavayo vidya gajendrasya ka kubjayam kim nama rupam adikam kim tat sudamno dhanam vamshakko vidurasya chayadavapate ugrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushyati kevala nacha gunair Bhakti Priyo Madhava. So here, this devotee is talking about, means what we generally see as a perfection to practice any devotional process. He is explaining different imperfection different devotees had. But Krishna did not see that imperfection. What did he see? He saw what was their perfection? Their devotion. Their endeavors were sincere. They were serious about that. And that pleased Krishna the most. And by that, such all devotees, they achieved perfection. And seemingly sometimes, if devotee tries to, or if somebody wants to correct the imperfection into perfection, Krishna did not like that. As we know all this, that in Jagannath Puri, all the devotees, they offer different worship to Lord Jagannath in different ways. Seemingly, as per the tantras and all other things, scripture, it might not be perfect way to offer that to the Lord. And then when Srila Pundarika Vidyanidhi ji, he tries to correct the way they were offering cloth to the Lord. So immediately, Lord corrected him. Let it be. Whatever is going on, I accept. I like it. So seemingly it was an imperfect thing. But Krishna was liking that. Even Ramanujacharya, when he came, he tried to set up the things. But Krishna did not like that there. So it's not about perfect or imperfect. It's all about Krishna's liking. So here, somebody can mind that what? Here, whole chapter was discussing about perfection, perfection, perfection. Mystic perfection. So for all of us, we might be in thinking that, okay, we also have to be a perfect gentleman in everything. Perfect devotion, perfect everything. Perfect japa. And when we have such thought of failures, isn't it? That makes us little uncomfortable. Or more. That whether I will be able to move ahead or not. Just see, even in Vaikuntha Loka, Brahmaji was describing the Vaikuntha planet, he was explaining what is happening over there. Paravatanya Brita Sarasa Chakravaka Datyuham Sashukatutir Barhinamya Kolahalo Viramate Chiramatra Muchair Brungadi Per Harikatham Eva Gayamane. So all the birds, these birds, like pigeon, parrots, cuckoos, they are perfect singers. Means when cuckoo sing, everyone gets attracted, isn't it? It's a perfection. Who doesn't like cuckoo singing? And they are the celestial birds. They are in the Vaikuntha. How much multiplying sweetness they must be having compared to our material world. But these all birds, the parrots and cuckoos, they observe silence. There is a temporary lull when Brungadipai, when a king of bees, a bumblebee, he starts humming. And who likes bumblebees humming? He sings in a high pitch, isn't it? does not like anyone. I mean, nobody likes that. But when this bumblebee starts singing in high pitch, even these singers, the cuckoos and the parrots, they keep shut. They observe a complete silence. And what they start hearing the harikatha which bumblebee is singing. So that is the, and then another verse it talks about that Mandara kunda kurubot pala champa karna pannaga naga bakulam buddha pari jata gandenarchita tulasika bharanena tasya yasmin tapo sumanaso bahumanayanti. That these flowers, Mandara kunda kurubot pala champa karna, we get attracted to flowers because of their fragrance. If there is no fragrance, we don't get attracted. Only it is for decoration, nothing else. But generally, flower means fragrance. So, Mandara kunda kurubotpala champa karna. These are like celestial flowers. For them, also, and what this, here devotees are plucking out the tulsis. Yeah? So, this tulsi, it doesn't have any fragrance. Of course, there is a fragrance. But not, we don't get attracted like immediately to tulsi because of fragrance. But all these flowers, they offer their pranam. And they are aware how much this tulsi is dear to the Lord. She might not be having the fragrance what other flowers have, but they are aware. Sumanaso. Here it's a very wonderful word is used, that sumanaso bahumanayanti. Actually they are the suman. Flower means suman. But what Prabhupada translate over there, that good minded or Vaikuntha minded. Sumanaso means suman is a suman. Means that flower which is a conscious over there, his mind is really a suman, has a good minded. It's a good minded. So, seemingly there might not be a fragrance over there in the tulsi. But, she is very very dear to the Lord. Having that perfection in the flower like mandar and all other things. So therefore, we need not have to be fearful of about our failures. Whatever failures we experience. Generally that is what? Generally we feel stumbled in our practices. Because everyone fears failure. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam addresses. At one time, Radhikaraman Prabhu was explaining this. There are four kinds of failures described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is what I was thinking of discussing that. The first thing, generally, we fail because of desires. This is the first thing. Which we come across. That is what Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita. Kamesha krodhesha rajoguna samudbhava. That kam, the desire, which are arising, or which arises in the heart of the people. Because desires make people weak. And we give it to desires. So many desires, they pop up. And that weakens our faith, our practices. And then we give it up. We forget what we were doing. And the classic example we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, how desire desires made people fail in their practices. There is an example of Ajamil. He's a complete, a perfect gentleman. Isn't it? His behavior, practices were pakka. But one desire arose in his heart as he saw a man and woman embracing each other in awkward situation. And that desire just took him away from what he was doing. It's a complete failure, isn't it? And then afterwards, okay, he somehow or other he kept his son's name Narayan, and then he chanted the holy name and was happy. There was Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, it was a very genuine desire to protect. Are you, somebody is in a helpless condition. Just to protect that deer. But one desire had led to his failure. So these desires, they weaken the practices. And therefore, we feel, we have a fear that we, because of desires, we will fail. But here, Bhagavatam is assuring all of us that desires may come up and we might fail. But what course to be taken? We'll discuss that a little later. The second thing, the second failure generally people experience in their life, or they have a fear of failing because of transgression. Mistake we commit. And the classic example which Bhagavatam gives is of, means there are many, is of Maharaj Daksha. He was a devotee of the Lord. But just because he developed, he transgressed, he committed mistakes against two great personalities, Shivji and Naradji. So interesting thing about this pastime is that it's not just by asking forgiveness you get rid of offensive mentality. We have to work consciously on avoiding this offensive mentality. Because here we can see, after he offended Lord Shiva, he begged for forgiveness. But again he committed mistake by committing offense against Narad Muni. So just begging forgiveness for our offenses is not sufficient. Okay, that is another point. But here we see that transgression of Maharaj Daksha, where he thought that this person is completely ineligible, means not eligible for having my daughter as his wife. And what this Naraji is doing? He's coming in my plans and robbing me out of my plans. So he gave him a curse. So transgression. And another classic example which we generally hear about is Nalkuver and Manigrive. Nalkuver and Manigrive. As they were taking bath in the Ganges. And this the Manaraji is coming, and they were completely naked. And they didn't even care that such a great personality is coming. And I have to pay attention. We have to pay attention.
But they transgress and they fail. What was their position? They were cursed to become priests, of course, in a courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So this is the one another way someone fails. We commit mistakes in our practices. The third thing which was explained was about human weaknesses. Of course, a desire could be a like weakness, but here, when this weakness we are discussing, like when whatever is given, if that person fails in performing that, or anyone, means the thing is given and that person doesn't have a strength to move forward. And the best example Bhagavatam gives is about devtas. And when Samudra Manthan is going to happen, they repeatedly fail whatever they were given. The task was given when Mandara was when they are supposed to be bringing Mandara, they fail carrying that. They broke their bodies. Bhagna Deha, Bhagavatam talks about. Then, when they started churning, then they failed. When this serpent started, Vasuki, when he started fuming, and everyone was exhausted, then again, they failed there. This story goes just talking about failures. And what after that, when Amrita, for what they were desperately looking for, all the humiliation they went through, that Amrita, when it came, when Dantavantari brought that Amrita, what happened? It was immediately taken away by the Asuras. Again, Lord has to come and rescue them. So again, failing, not whatever is, like when we take up, when we pick up the mala and we think, "Are yaar, I am not able to chant now." The process, we feel so weak to chant our rounds. But we should take shelter of the Lord. How a demigod took shelter. Because churning heart is not so easy. It requires a lot of strength. And our strength, our weaknesses are so much. And the fourth thing, failure, generally fear of failure is, basically this, Bali Maharaj explains that, it's a time factor. Time makes people fail. Bali Maharaj, who was emperor, who was ruling the planet, and when Vamandev came and took away everything from him, so all the Asuras, all his companions, they became really very furious. Well, what is this? Our master has been cheated by this small dwarf, this Vamana, who has assumed the form of Trivikrama. So immediately they attacked. And as soon as they attacked, the soldiers of Lord Vishnu, the Devatas, they started killing all the Asuras. Left, right, center. So just see, and then Bali Maharaj tells to his followers, he says to them that, please stop. Please stop. He speaks these two verses, very nice verses. Yono pragasid bhavaya divokasam saeva bhagavat adya vartate tad viparyayam. Are few, like, just think, this viparyayam, the time, the representation of Lord Krishna, the time is representation of Lord Krishna, now is acting viparyayam, tad viparyaya. Earlier, the same time, who was in our favor? And the Bhagavatam explains that, how, when the time was in their favor, they killed all the demigods. They were killing. And they became victorious. So time was in their favor. Time was in our favor, as Bali Maharaj was saying. Now time is not in our favor now. Time made that person, that great personality, fail. And we all have a fear. Time will fail, definitely. Time will make us fail. So, and then another verse he says, is there any solution? No. Balena sachiver buddhya durgher mantro aushadabhi samadhi bhi rupayascha kalam na vetyati vejana. And this is what in few verses before here it was said, whatever mystic perfection can be achieved by good birth, herbs, austerities and mantras can all be achieved by devotional service to me. So here the same verse, this verse is very interesting. He says that time, if you think time can be purchased or time can be surpassed, no way. He's saying balena, not with material power, whatever power you might be having, time cannot be surpassed. Then sachiver, even if you have a good council of ministers, even with that power of ministers and that council, you cannot surpass time. Then buddha, you might be intelligent. Durgair, having fortresses. Mantra means the mystic perfection. Time cannot be surpassed. Aushadi, herbs, adibi, anything. Whatever you may have. Time cannot be surpassed. So time is going to make us fail in our attempt. So what Bhagavatam is telling is that Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us hope to all of us. That it's not about failure. We need not have to think about that. Perfection. What we have to, what basically is been told, that what we do after we fail, that is most important message is given through all these stories. That what they have done, if we are not able to chant properly, but what have you done after you have not chanted properly? And that is what the theme of that japa, I was reading the book which Bhurijan Prabhu wrote, that japa book. That is what he says, that even if we have chanted 15 and 107 inattentive rounds or inattentive mahamantra, but how you chant the last mantra of your 16th round, that will define. We might have failed in chanting all our rounds, but that last mantra, if we have become aware that I have failed, are aaj chanting thik se nahi hua, aaj hearing thik se nahi hua, but what we do fail, we have failed. So that time the Krishna's presence, that is the hope here. Krishna's presence everywhere is nothing but the message to all of us that Krishna's protection is assured. That same all-pervading Krishna is there in that Mahamantra. That protection is assured. And that is what Krishna is telling all of us, that Aham Bija Pada Prita. And when he's saying Pitamahasya Jagatam Mata Dhata Pitamaha, what does it mean? Means he's a father, he's a parent. Means Mata Dhata. So when child start walking, or when he na chote chote bacche, means we have all seen little kids, children, when they start walking, they don't start immediately, they get up and they start walking like and then parents will are kya perfect bachcha hai, kya perfect bachcha hai. No, they don't feel like that. When parents sees that how this child is trying to get up and he falls, the parents experience much more happiness when they see that a child is trying to get up, is falling and holding on to them. Papa, help me. or mummy help me. That gives unlimited joy to the parents. So similarly, when we start practicing devotional service, Krishna is not expecting us that, are this, are Asi chanting like 16, six, he has developed taste in chanting and he is perfectly chanting the holy name. He is perfectly doing everything. No, when we fail, whether we are seeking shelter of the Lord, that is the Krishna. Therefore, Pita Mahasya, means when Krishna says Pita, that is the hope. Such a, means he enjoys, okay, are ye gira hai, means no problem. Get up now. Hold on to me. That hope Lord is giving. And what, and sometimes we might think, are a mystic power say, mystic perfection say, itna sab kuch milta hai. Isn't it? Why don't we get attracted to this? But what chanting Hare Krishna mantra can give us? Very nicely explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna nama mahamantre yai to sabhav yai jape tar krishne upajay bhav. Krishna mantra, mahamantra, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, what result we are going to get? What we are going to get if just we continue chanting Hare Krishna mantra? So here, immediately someone can develop loving ecstasy for Lord Krishna. And that is the perfection. We keep chanting the mantra. We take part in Sankirtan. And then this Mahamantra will reveal its glory. It will offer us all perfection despite of our imperfection. And therefore Mahaprabhu has given this process where anyone can come and chant and take part in this process of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That is the perfection when we take shelter of the holy name. And just I'll finish with this. there are different perfections or this different mystic siddhis been described by Lord in this chapter. And just like Durdarshanam, Durashrava, Parakaya Pravesham, Sankalpa Siddhim, Deva Krida, Sahadarshanam. All these mystic perfections have been described. So for a devotee, how they are applied, can be applied, is like this. When it is talk about Duradarshanam, having a vision of distant places, for us, it is, Duradarshanam means, if in all our situation, if we can see Krishna's presence in that, that is the best vision. That is the perfection of vision. What is the Durashrava? दूर सुनने की जो शक्ति है ना, किसके मन में क्या चल रहा है और उधर क्या चल रहा है, बगल वाले रूम में क्या चल रहा है, दैट व्हाट इज दैट फॉर अ डिवोटी, व्हाट इज द परफेक्शन ऑफ हियरिंग, इफ वी कैन हियर द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ अ गुरु एंड वैष्णवस, और वी कैन हियर द चैंटिंग ऑफ महामंत्र, दैट इज द परफेक्शन, दैट इज द दूर श्रवा. And what is the prapti siddhi? Means achieving something. If whatever we have achieved, perfect, imperfect, if we can utilize that in Krishna's service, that is the perfection of prapti siddhi. And kama rupa means having a form as per our desires. What is the perfection? If whatever service we receive or whatever, if we can adopt the mood of being servant, that is the perfection of Kama Rupa. And Swachanda Mrityu, dying at our will. The perfection of Swachanda Mrityu is Swachanda Surrender or Ante Narayana Smriti. If we can remember Krishna while living this body, that is the perfection. And these are the perfection Lord Krishna is discussing. That is what Lord is giving to all of us. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, has given. So I'll stop here. Thank you all very much for your kindly and patient listening. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.